I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. Casey Currents is KCUR's weekly magazine show. We use voices, stories, and sound to take you to neighborhoods around the region. Since 2000, poverty in the metro area has increased by 75%. A quarter of the population is currently uninsured or on Medicaid, and the number of elderly people in the area will double in the next three decades. Those are just a few of the findings in a new regional health assessment produced by the Mid-America Regional Council. The report looks at health data for our area from 2000 to 2011 and offers a forecast of what's in the future for health in Kansas City. To hear more about the implications of these findings, Casey Currents' Alex Smith spoke with Mark's Dean Katterndahl, who explained that some traditionally urban problems have been spreading.
The poverty rate has been increasing in the metropolitan area, and generally it's especially been increasing in suburban areas. So there's sort of a suburbanization of poverty. And this is kind of a national trend, not just a Kansas City metro trend, but we're definitely seeing it here. And so poverty rates have gone up. Generally, the poverty rates for the metropolitan area are somewhat below the national average, but we're sort of closing that gap over the last 10 or 11 years. And of course, over the recession, the poverty rate went up even higher.
The report says that about a quarter of the population in our area is either uninsured or on Medicaid, and that number has increased. Why have those numbers gone up?
One particular reason is the recession. We could see that increase starting in 2007, 2008, and so that's contributed to this. You can see that the number of folks or the percentage of folks that have health insurance through an employer dropped by 5%, and the number of folks who are uninsured or Medicaid went up. And you can just see these transfers. People with decent incomes lost their jobs, their incomes went down, and they lost their health insurance, and the only place they could turn was either Medicaid, usually for their children, or to be uninsured.
Now, the report talks a lot about the medically vulnerable. How much does race or ethnicity play into medical vulnerability?
Well, it does play a considerable role. There's quite a bit of correlation between poverty and race and medical outcomes. So you can see communities that have lower incomes or are predominantly people of color tend to have poor health outcomes. So the kind of two differentiations we saw were urban, low-income people of color, where there were worse health outcomes, and then rural areas where you have less access to medical care, fewer doctors per person and that, and also higher elderly population. So they would have 16% of their population would be older adults, where the more urban areas might be 10 or 11%. So that's going to cause some problems as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, it looks like on some health measures like obesity, our area is doing better than most of the country. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, while some of the demographic and economic trends are concerning, like the rise in poverty, on health measures, the region doesn't do that bad for obesity and diabetes. Our rates are somewhat below the national average. Now, the concerning part about obesity and diabetes in particular is that in every county, all 11 counties that we looked at, the diabetes rate and the obesity rate are increasing between 2002 and 2009. And so we're closing that gap. We do better than the national average, but we're closing that gap. And so that was one health area that we pointed out was of concern. But in some other areas, our death rates from cancer and heart disease, which are still the leading causes of death, have declined, some pretty large, some smaller. Something called preventable hospitalizations. These are reasons that you go to the hospital that could be prevented if you managed your health better, like diabetes or something is a preventable chronic disease. If you manage it well, you don't have to go to the hospital. Those preventable hospitalizations have gone down over a period of time in almost every county. So we're doing a better job of managing our health issues. And so those were some more positive trends.
Now, the report also looks at aging. What are the trends for aging, and how do they affect healthcare?
Well, we're just entering a period when we're going to have a rapid growth in older adult population over the age of 65. All the baby boomers are going to start getting older and retiring, and so we estimate that in the next 20 to 30 years, the older adult population will almost double, go up from about 11% of our population to about 19% of our population. And so how their health care is managed and issues such as Alzheimer's and that now become a bigger concern. You also have all these people are going to be on Medicare, so how is the health insurance system going to manage this? How's the health care system going to manage this? It's going to add a lot of complexity to health care in the future, and is a really major, significant trend.
Is there any evidence of how the Affordable Care Act might be affecting health trends in our area, or is it too soon to say?
It's probably too soon. We did point out that's a whole change in the landscape. And so how all this factors out with the Affordable Care Act is going to be important. There's already been quite a few changes as how safety net health services are provided, that there's some more money going into federally qualified health care providers like SWOP and Sam Rogers. Some of the free healthcare clinics, which serve those who are uninsured, have had to change their model to serve those who are on Medicaid. A lot of the Affordable Care Act was premised on that states would increase the amount of folks on Medicaid, and those extra funds would end up going to hospitals and going to clinics, and would help pay for the care for these folks that are at the lowest end of our income spectrum. Well, neither Kansas nor Missouri did increase the coverage for Medicaid, and so those people are going to stay uninsured, and yet they're still going to need health care. They're going to go to hospitals and emergency rooms, and they're going to go to the clinics, but the clinics aren't going to get paid for them because they're not going to get this Medicaid. And so that's going to be an issue. How are those folks going to be cared for? What's the impact going to be on the hospitals and the clinics that provide care for them? So I think that's one of the big questions. I think another question is, will a lot of these people, like, for example, I mentioned that a lot of the people that were uninsured were adult working age, and over half of them were already employed. They're supposed to get insurance through these exchanges. So will they? How will that work? And then where will they take that insurance for care? And are the clinics geared up to see these folks, and where are they getting care now, and how is that going to change?
Of course, when you published the first report, we were still in the middle of the recession, and that has now officially ended. I wonder if the improvement in the economy has made any significant changes in health, in just the well-being of the area.
I think it's a little early to tell. Our data only goes through 2011, so if we were recovered, it was just very modestly recovered. And so I think the next time we do the report, presumably in a couple of years, then we'll be able to see whether things that were dipping down are now coming back up. I mean, I know from other studies Mark does, not the health study, but looking at employment and that we are recovering, but it is a slow recovery. And so I think the impact on a lot of these folks, the folks that lost their employment, lost their health insurance, they're probably still a lot of them feeling that and haven't recovered yet.
Dean Katterndahl, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Happy to do it.
Dean Katterndahl is the Government Innovations Forum Director for the Mid-America Regional Council. He's one of the authors of the Kansas City Regional Health Assessment, which was prepared for the REACH Healthcare Foundation. He spoke to Casey Current's Alex Smith. Coming up, fishermen and paddlefish ranchers from around the region have been making a bundle selling caviar overseas. But their livelihood is now being threatened by a nearby competitor. You're listening to Casey Currents.